I mean, this does just sound like Lynyrd Skynyrd, right? Like, I'm not wrong.
Right now,
that
absolutely does.
Long intros in rock songs are...
Y'all got a cigarette I can smoke right now?
I was about to say. This was written by a guy smoking cigs in his garage. Oh no, it's not. Oh my god, it's not an Eminem cover.
Oh no. Is this AI or is this real life?
Wait,
can I have the attention of the class for 1 second?
Oh my god.
This is fucking awesome. This is 1000% better than the original, and I never think that.
Never.
Holy fuck.
Okay, Black Smoke Bear 7775.
This is one of the most unique remixes I've ever. It's not a remix.
The song is 5.5 minutes long.
I can't.
It's 5.5 minutes long.
There's another guitar solo, I'm guessing.
Probably.
There better be like
three. I didn't make it through the whole thing.
Let's go forward. I don't give a fuck. God sent me to piss the world off. My name is. Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. It's fucking tight, dude.
Teacher wanted to flunk me in junior high.
Dude, come on. Yeah, can we? We need
a sample of all time.
That needs to be the intro to this fucking podcast now. Sorry. English teacher wanted to flunk me in junior high.
Get the fuck out. Get out. What are you doing?
Oh, dude, come on,
shit,
man.
Shit, that's good. Imagine being in the studio. You're like, fuck, dude, that was a good take.
Imagine being in the studio and you're singing that, but imagine being the other guys watching you sing that.
And they're like, fuck yeah, brother.
Dude, hell yeah, man.
You fucking nailed it, man.
Dude, that's why we're...
Dude, that was a good take,
that's
man.
That's why we're fucking chrome vultures.
Was that lyric in the original version?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But not said like that, of course.
Yeah, I think that's why it's so jarring, because it's not... Yeah.
Not said that cool?
Holy fuck, what a masterpiece. Hold on. Dirty and Raunchy, you turned it and sang it like you own it. Great job, dude. This would have been a huge hit in 1989. That's speaking as someone who turned 18 that year. It could have been a hit in 1985 with mixtapes being traded around, but definitely no airplay. At least it would have had a chance as a radio hit in 1989. Either way, it's a smash and I love it. What are you talking about?
Do they think that this is an original song?
I think
maybe.
Oh,
you know some people. For sure. Some people, I'm sure.
Oh, that's
I'm sure some
awesome.
People do. Yeah, I mean that shit. This song came out what in
2001, I think.
25 years ago. Yeah.
Fuck rock and roll is back. Thank you.
I don't normally like M covers, but this is fire.
I'll pop off every time to this. Honestly, at 41, I needed this.
Jesus needed Christ, you okay, man?
I needed
that's a guy. That's a guy who's about to shoot up his workplace.
This song, fucking right here.
Just saw a short. To be honest, I kept letting it replay. This is fire. Looked it up and you have a new fan. Fire is fire and this fire felt the burn in my soul.
Oh, felt my the God. Burn is, in my soul.
I'm not kidding. Like, the internet has truly made everyone fucking deranged and I can't
believe it. Oh, yeah. No. The best proof of that is YouTube comment sections.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's completely fucking nuts. It's YouTube comment sections and the Nextdoor app have like proven to me.
Oh shit. Yeah, Nextdoor is another one for.
Oh no. Nope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude.
I clicked
all
on the
right.
Chrome Vultures. Okay.
All you see is band, man. They're all fucking sex dolls.
Blow up doll women in the band, man. It's funny.
And
as
one
hell.
Guy and one regular guy.
Oh, and it's all covers,
I don't
know
too. If I'd say regular guy.
Maybe
I mean,
not.
Comparatively?
Well, yeah. That's fair. This guy's also 50.
Can we listen to the 50 Cent in the Club cover?
Yeah.
That'd be fucking awesome right now.
Or do you want to hear them sing the South Park Blame South,
Yeah,
era?
Actually, no, yeah, that's probably pretty
good. I love you, but I love
you. Or do you want to go to the AI picture of that guy? I'm not kidding. This is
all I want for
insane.
Christmas is to get drunk and be left the fuck alone.
Okay. That's funny. That's hilarious. He's in a Santa hat.
This is like coworker music, like before coworker music, because like the only people listening to this shit are boomers.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, like who is this for?
Also,
this is
the
question.
Just in case anybody didn't hear, this is Chrome Vultures. Chrome Vultures. That was their cover of Eminem's My Name Is.
It's good.
I'm not.
My English this is a guy who wanted to fuck me back in junior.
This is a guy who moved to Los Angeles when he was like 19,
yep,
thinking he was gonna like make it huge in music, and has never made it anywhere.
Oh dude, he did a Fuck the Police cover.
Stop.
This guy
rules. I gotta hear in the club. Yeah, that's okay. The cover's funny, get it?
What is it's the same
what are these
thing? Oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
Holy fuck.
It's your birthday. Oh, this guy is a
I'm gonna
freak.
Fucking lose
sure
my
that
mind.
Guy came to you to bar. It's your birthday.
with those weird Celtic knot tattoos and a cigarette in his mouth and that dumbass headband on. Okay, get to the point. Oh my god, it's terrible.
It does sound like AI, it really does. But it's not, which is even better. First you gave us Slim Shady, now 50 Cent. Wow, straight bangers.
Oh my god, can I just say I love what you guys have done and I hope there is more to come in the future. My friend showed this to me and I've had it on repeat since I've heard it. Laughing face. Thank you. What a gift.
That's a kingsgeo.06817
on
YouTube.
Hold on. Haha, my outlaw stereo is loving it. No neighbors, 1,000-watt modified Klipsch bass driver is eating it all up. New listener here. What the fuck
from
are
Australia?
You talking about?
Dog. There's a reason why you live on the prison continent.
Yeah. This is so fire. Can't stop listening. Please keep doing more songs. I'll tell you what, they're going to.
Oh,
look
he's
at all
not
the fucking
stop.
Songs they have. It's insane. I hate this. Fuck this shit. I'm so mad at this. Oh, but Chrome Vultures, everybody. Just,
yeah, you'll love it, actually. Yeah.
It's honestly, it's just good to see. I'm tired of all these bands not rocking. Like, I want to see bands that are trying
to
fuck.
Real American.
Yeah, man, the originality's fucking gone.
Real
American
music.
Did you ever see The Dirt with Motley Crue, dude? That's like back when music was fucking real.
It was fucking dangerous.
Yeah, I was about to say, remember when they would say shit like that? And you're like, what was dangerous about it? They threw a fucking
television. It was dangerous
because
they were
going to
give themselves like hepatitis.
Yeah.
Or they were going to fucking overdose on heroin. That
it wasn't
was
dangerous
danger.
In any like good or sexy
it was,
way.
It was dangerous to like the general public because that guy was driving a car while he was fucked up on
exactly.
pills.
Murder somebody. Yeah, 100%. It was like not dangerous in any cool ways. Like it wasn't Mission Impossible.
No,
like
it was, no, it's so
it was
stupid.
Like dudes drunk in an alley, like shooting up.
Yeah, I truly hate when people say stuff like that. Oh, it's dangerous. What are you talking about?
Yeah, the people like the best dudes are like, dude, Motley Crue had a dude that followed him every city in a car full of drugs and a briefcase.
Sounds great.
It's like
sounds cool as fuck. Hey, have you seen those guys recently? They look great. They're doing really well health wise.
They either look like dog shit or they're fucking. All dead.
Yeah, see Tommy Lee's dick though, brother.
Yeah, brother, that guy's hog is fucking huge.
Yeah, you see the Get Naked video,
man.
You ever heard fucking
Brandon? Which I know for a fact we've played on this show before.
Oh, yeah.
So you discovered that years ago, and we have watched I think like several times on here.
It's one of the funniest songs I've ever heard in my entire life.
It truly is. I got
you all, my son.
I don't even remember how
I love
I
you.
Found out about that song. I don't even know.
What'd you say?
I don't remember how I found out about that song.
You probably saw the cover for the album, and you were like, "What the fuck is this?"
I think
and
then that's what it was.
For anyone who doesn't know, Brandon, Tommy Lee was allowed to write like one Motley Crue song ever.
And this was like after Motley Crue had their time. It was like in that weird 90s era when no one cared about
was
Motley
it, Crue. Right. It was on the
Generation
Swine. Yeah,
Swine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah,
is one of the worst album covers of all time.
It was and I guarantee that's the reason why you looked it up at all is because you saw that album cover and you're like, like, I've never listened to this. I've seen this album cover a million times.
Right. I probably like read The Dirt or something and was just like, oh, well, yeah, I already know probably. All of Motley Crue's big albums.
Yeah, you saw fucking Machine Gun Kelly on goddamn the movie, man, okay? And then you were like, shit, man, I gotta listen to this shit.
My Machine Gun Kelly honestly talks about life in a way that like is how I feel, but I can't express it.
Change the way I breathe.
Fuck yeah, brother.
Preach, brother.
Anyway, welcome to Big Snackers.
Hello.
Episode 3.
Yeah, we're here. 3. Welcome.
We're probably going to end up splitting this one into 2 episodes. We are going to.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something like that, because Luke's going back to Japan.
You know, and the thing I do.
That he does every single month or whatever it is. He's got to go visit the Godzilla statue.
Yeah, he's got to go over there and pay homage.
I do, yeah.
And also, during this episode, if I'm on my phone, I'm not just being like a dick. I'm dealing with a work crisis, so I just wanted to let people know.
Yeah, they were upset the 420 menu isn't going
exactly,
the way it was
yes.
supposed to.
So,
yeah,
yes.
So he's got to fix it.
What do you mean I can't fucking smoke a doink in the kitchen, dude?
Yeah, dude.
I'm going home. I don't feel good. I can't smoke a doink in here.
A doink.
Yeah,
we need
dude.
To start calling weed doinks again.
Like I know. Gotta
rest in power to that dude.
Power. Yeah,
get
for
3
sure.
Doinks.
Smoking big doinks out in Amish.
Just go into the dispensary and tell them that you need some doinks.
Hey, can I get 4 doinks? Well, like what? Just give me 4 doinks, brother.
Doink me up, dude.
I'm trying to get fucking glonky, bro.
I'm trying to get fucking swiftified.
I think about the glonky kid every day, and I hope he's doing all right. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure you guys have seen that video of the kid who's so high.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The greatest. Just the way he looks and how polite he is, even though he has no idea where he is. I just love him so much.
Oh, man. Welcome to episode 3. How are you guys doing?
All right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Luke's had a rough day.
I'm trying to pretend
Luke's
like
fucking
it's not.
Dying.
He tried to breathe and then broke his leg.
Yeah.
Which is odd because that's something that would happen to me, not you.
Yeah, I don't
yeah,
know.
I don't understand how this transit yeah, process
all your
has
bad
worked.
Luck is fucking rubbed off
it really
on me.
Doesn't make any sense at all, honestly.
It actually, like, it felt pretty bad this morning, but now that I'm sitting down and not moving around and I have, like, good shoes on, it doesn't feel too bad.
That's good.
You gotta get some of them fucking perkies, dude. Get them school buses.
Yeah, dude. I'm fucking, my pupils are so dilated, I can't see anything right now.
Fuck yeah.
They'll get some stacker from the fucking gas station, man.
Dude, whenever I
this got
myself,
genuine rhino horn in it,
whenever
or
I
what?
Hurt myself, I go to the gas station, I get some Mangda. Kratom. I get some stackers.
Hell yeah.
And then I get a 5-hour energy confetti flavor shot. Fucking brother, that's
oh,
a
that
breakfast.
That sounds
cake.
So gross.
Does it taste like birthday cake?
Oh,
is
yeah.
That what
it's
it is?
Real. It's their new one they're pushing.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't that sound foul? A 5-hour
that
hour
has to taste so
that
gross.
That tastes like birthday cake at room temperature. Just go ahead and picture that.
No, I'm okay.
Like, birthday cake flavored stuff is fine, but when it's in that small of a serving,
be, yeah,
it's got to be fucking gross.
And as a liquid that's at room temperature.
Yeah, that ain't it.
Like, there's just like, yeah, like birthday cake, like ice cream or something. Of course.
Sure.
Sure, give it to me. Give it to me. I want it.
Oh, he wants
it. I fucking want it.
I don't, you just said you didn't.
No, I fucking want the ice cream. Give it to me.
Well, you can get ice cream. Just go get some ice cream then.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go.
Oh, dude. Got the boys. Not a Sunday. No, it's not a Sunday. It feels like a Sunday because it's my Sunday.
It's your Sun.
Like
yesterday
my 2 days
was your
off
Saturday.
The road were Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
So it's like my end of my days off, like my Sunday. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You went last night to see Weedus.
I
and
did.
Keep Flying.
Yeah,
I
how was that?
It was awesome. It was really good. It was a fun show. A guy opened up.
I'm very jealous.
He was nice and he was talented, but it was just not my thing. It was like one of those guys that like had like a
Chrome
vest
Vultures?
On and a hat, and he had like an acoustic guitar and like had all his beats on a laptop too, and like a one man band.
Oh.
And it was like kind of like
he was now
folk,
city
folk poppy type stuff, and it was it was fine. It was it wasn't bad. It wasn't. It was nothing.
Look, I'm just saying, if you're not Kleenex Girl Wonder, you shouldn't be doing
agreed.
That.
Agreed. Yeah, it was no Kleenex Girl Wonder. There's no doubt about that. But then Keep Flying was great, and Weedus was awesome. I didn't realize the last time I saw Wheatus was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That's wild to think about.
In Columbus.
Yeah.
With our friend Cherry, because we were talking about it, because I remember specifically, I think there was like a NoFX, No Use for a Name, or like Lawrence Arms show in Cincinnati, and all our friends were going to it.
Yeah.
And Cherry and I were like, well, we're going to see Wheatus in Columbus.
Yeah, but for sure.
I didn't know it was 20 years ago.
I think I was at that NoFX show.
Probably.
I was definitely at it.
But we went to Wheatus, and it was cool.
Made the wrong decision that day. No, I'm just kidding. I like NoFX, but I would have liked to have seen Wheatus more.
Yeah, Wheatus, like, is, I know it's weird to some people just because they're like the teenage dirtbag band, but they're legitimately like one of my favorite bands and a huge influence.
Jason,
they're really good songwriters.
Oh, they're amazing. Absolutely.
Jason Bigsler.
Yeah, man. Jason Bigsler and his fucking hat.
Hell yeah, man.
But it was great. And they did the same thing they did 20 years ago. I think it's what they do is they just take requests for their entire set from the crowd and then we'll just play whatever.
That's awesome. So cool.
Yeah, that's like, literally, that rules.
Like after every song, he's like, what's next? And people yell songs and then they just play whatever.
I can't believe they can do that because
it's wild.
Not, like the thing is not even that they have like that many songs. It's the fact that like all their songs have so much instrumentation in them that I'm like, how do you fucking remember how to play?
Yeah, because they have their drummer with the drum triggers and all that and the bass player and then the piano player and then Brendan guitar and singing, but then the two female backup singers and then like plus all of the electronic tracks. And like, yeah. It's just crazy to watch it all work when you don't even have a set list planned out. Like most bands with that much like tracks and stuff have everything down to such a T that nothing, there's no room for any breathing. No, and it's funny to see a band that will just like off the cuff can be that tight with it. It's pretty impressive.
It's amazing.
They were great and they sound great. I mean, they're amazing. It was awesome. And Keep Flying is great too. So listen to Keep Flying.
Yeah, they're really good. And also listen to Wheatus. If you know of Wheatus is Teenage Dirtbag, you are missing out.
And I'm not even one of those people that's like, fuck that song. I like Teenage Dirtbag.
Yeah, it's
great
good.
Song.
But it's good. But that album has a bunch of really good songs on it. And actually, the next one,
is way better.
Yeah.
Their second album, Hand Over Your Loved Ones,
is so fucking
good. It's
probably
like a top 10 to 20 album of mine of all time.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
That album is absolutely.
Easily.
Perfect front to back. And it should have been enormous.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a shame that they never like got the recognition that they really deserve.
It is a bummer, but you know, listen to Wheatus because Wheatus is awesome.
Yeah, they deserve your listens.
They do.
Really do.
And other than that, I just played Resident Evil. I'm probably like halfway through.
Oh yeah, how's that going?
Shit ton.
I've heard it's great.
It's so good. I love it. I love it so much. I don't have anything bad to say about it. It's been awesome.
Yeah.
It's like the best of all the Resident Evils, which for some reason I've seen a few people complaining about, like, this is like fan service. It's like they just mixed all the games people like the best. And I'm like,
what a horrible thing. What a bad, awful. How dare you?
It really is like a mix of like Resident Evil 2, 4, and 7 pretty much. Like they just kind of like, which are probably my favorite.
Oh, so I would say some of the best ones.
Don't give me the stuff I like.
Yeah, like
I hate
such
this.
A weird complaint. Like people are like, it's just a fan service game. Like, all right.
Calm down.
Well, I'm a fan. Thanks
yeah,
for servicing.
Thank you so much.
This game's awesome. So
I feel like I could be misremembering this or like making it up, but did they bring Nemesis back for it too? Like, is Nemesis in it?
Not
or am
so
I,
far, but I did okay. just get back to Raccoon City, so you do go there. Okay. That's where I am right now.
That'd be so sick if Nemesis came
which
back.
Which is like in the trailer. I'm not spoiling anything.
I just like the idea that he's just been in Raccoon City for 30 years or whatever, just like hanging around.
Just
like,
a big guy just
okay.
hanging out.
Somebody
he's
come
like
in here.
He comes out with a tea.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great so far. I mean, it's awesome. I'm so happy to have more Resident Evil.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
It's ridiculous and it's over the top, but that's just like they've all been like that. But
yeah,
to be
of course.
Fair, like,
yeah.
most people aren't saying that. Like, I think it's getting really good reviews. I believe. I just like it's just funny that I've seen, of course, some people just being like, it's just too much like the other one. Blah blah blah. It's like, all right, but those are the people. It wouldn't have mattered what it was they were going to complain
about. No, exactly.
Because
like, if you really want to break it down too, like pretty much every Resident Evil game kind of runs the same. The stories are different, but like
100%.
Yeah,
they're
pretty,
pretty much
all...
the same like formula.
Also,
go get
like,
the crank, go get the key, go get the battery, go get the key card, go back, and something terrifying will happen on the way.
Yeah.
Like, also,
that's
like,
what it is.
Yeah.
Like,
if it's a good game, that's good because. And if it's like at all coherent in any way, like if it's a decent story, that's great because I just need people to go back and remember that at the end of Resident Evil 5, Wesker turns into a giant mutant crab in the middle of a volcano and you shoot him with a rocket launcher from a helicopter. So like you got it pretty good right now if that's not happening.
Literally.
You know?
That's what I mean. And it's awesome. I don't know. So far, I don't know if I'm prepared to say I like it better than 7, but I would say I'm enjoying it more than 8, and I liked 8 a lot.
Come on, there you go.
Yeah, it's great. People should play Resident Evil if they haven't.
Yeah.
And I'm just excited now because we're probably also going to get that Code Veronica remake.
I know, that's exciting.
That'd be cool, yeah. That
all day.
I've been playing Pirate Yakuza in Hawaii.
I wanted to play that. Oh, dude,
that game looks like so much fun.
It's so fun. It, and much like every other Yakuza game, it has way too much stuff to do.
Oh, yeah.
And it's absolutely insane.
Yeah, it's completely fucking nuts. I literally went through a part where you go out of nowhere, for whatever reason, on your ship, you have like all these people that you recruit or whatever that are pirates or whatever. And all of them have like sort of their own little stories and stuff like that.
Right.
And there's one guy who was like, it's of course like the most ridiculous setup for anything. He like says he's like very sad or whatever, and you ask him why and he doesn't want to tell you, and then when he walks away for whatever reason, his diary is laying on the deck of the ship, so you pick it up and read it, and he's upset because he'll never meet a woman from the Monato ward of Japan who's like these like high class ladies or whatever. It's like a very expensive place, and that's what he's sad about. So you go into Honolulu and you find a bunch of women that are like from that thing or whatever, right? And so then you like befriend them or whatever, and you set up this party so he can find one to date, and then the game turns into a full 45 minute long filmed episode of a dating show like The Bachelor.
That rules, dude.
Like with real people, like real life, real live action, full motion video shit, like an actual produced television show.
That's so fucking
good. And it's so fucking bizarre and literally comes out of absolutely nowhere. Like it doesn't, it makes no fucking sense. It comes in the middle of like you're doing like all this stuff. This comes like way later in the game when you're in the swing of like the actual story, and all of a sudden it's like, by the way, here's a 45 minute television show for you to watch.
That's so good. Those games are amazing. I need to play that. I'm going to play through.
Yeah, that sounds so
I really
good.
Feel like that game was like the team that makes those games was like, just wanted to go to Hawaii.
So I'm pretty sure.
Business expense.
I'm pretty sure.
And they're like, well, we'll just make the game here.
It's so funny too, because the way it works is like, it's set
because why is it there?
It's set now, like in the modern day. So you have like smartphones and stuff, but you're on a pirate ship, like an old galleon ship.
Oh, that's
and you
so
pull
good.
Up to Waikiki Beach and you row a boat over to the beach, and nobody even bats an eye at it. No one says anything. No one seems surprised you're a pirate on a fucking ship.
I truly no,
nothing. It's so great because it's just like everyone just accepts the fact that pirates are still a thing and they are on old ships. And also the ship battling is so funny because Your ship controls like a drift car. So like you have like cannons on both sides and you're like and you have a machine gun that shoots out the front.
Of course.
And so for whatever reason, and you when you're driving the ship, you can like drift around to like move your cannons and like position them to shoot at the other ships.
That
and
rules.
Stuff. It's so fucking stupid. It's like Tokyo Drift pirate like ship basically. So it's good. So fucking funny.
I think that's on Game Pass, so I might have to download it.
Oh yeah, it is. It is okay. For sure. So, if it's not, it's also on sale right now through like the end of the month for like $22 or whatever.
Okay. I adore
it. But it fucking it's awesome. And also the combat isn't turn based this time. They did like the real-time combat. Okay. That's like a fighting game almost.
That's
it's,
awesome.
It's basically on like Virtua Fighter more or less.
Okay. But,
oh,
I love the Yakuza games so much.
That sounds like so much fun.
It fucking it rocks and it's so good. I paid like $22 for it or whatever, and I've gotten way more than that enjoyment out of it for sure already.
And that's kind of like a not impossible thing to find, but that's definitely like a way more rare situation nowadays than like even 10 years ago.
Oh yeah, I mean I agree, because there's been
I mean they got that 6-7 game on the PS store right now.
What?
You ain't seen that?
No.
It's on there. It's bad.
6-7 game.
Fuck yeah.
Is it just one of those like shovelware shitty like
I don't know, actually never clicked on, but the cover is like the kid doing this.
So oh my god, fuck that
come
shit.
On. No, yeah.
Oh, is that like so it's like Meme Run 2.0?
Probably. It's probably good.
I'm going to go give it a Kickstarter, man. I bet that shit's going to be awesome.
I might give it like $6 or $7,
dude. Oh,
dude. Fuck, dude.
You paid $22 for it?
Yeah, I paid $22.
You could have paid a penny and got something a little better.
Yeah, I guess I could have got 6-7 game, right?
Now you could have got Yankee Pete.
No, we're not going back to a thing that we just did last week. All right, we got some videos to watch before Luke goes to Japan and I guess I'm assuming like loses an arm or something.
Yeah, this is probably happening.
I like that we're sending you off in a good mood with all these videos though.
Yeah, this is really good. gonna make my 12-hour flight. I also decided
for whatever reason last episode I did not put all the links to the videos in the description of the episode because I'm a fucking idiot and I don't know what I'm doing, but this time I'm gonna put all these in order of when we watch them, so you'll know, you'll be able to just follow along if you want to.
And
click on the link. And first up we have the Flaming Sea. It's a man that appears to be in a Wawa, I think.
He doesn't speak, so there's a text box above his head that says, they added a purple M&M. She's new. She's nervous, but she's ready for whatever this chapter brings.
Okay.
And it's just some guy like dead-eye staring into his phone. And
peanut butter cinnamon roll.
That sounds disgusting.
Hold on a second. No, actually, the most disturbing thing is down here, lemon meringue M&Ms. No.
Yeah, wait,
what is happening?
No. Yeah,
what?
Lemon meringue M&Ms. M&Ms, stop.
Yeah, we don't need lemon meringue
just
M&Ms.
Stop.
We
just fucking make peanut and regular, and the peanut butter are all right. The caramel and the pretzel are fucking not good. Brownie M&Ms are fucking terrible. Every time they've tried to make a specialty thing, it's always
M&Ms
pretty bad.
Stay in their lane a little bit.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like on the side there it says vote for your fave. So I'm guessing that they're making all these disgusting flavors and then no one's going to vote for any of them.
That guy's going to vote for this because
that's making him horny.
Yeah,
it's true.
He wants to jack off to this purple M&M.
Yeah.
She's ready for whatever this chapter brings.
I don't like this.
I also don't. I mean, I do in a certain way, but I don't at the same time. I do because I support this man and what he's doing, but I don't because I hate everything about it.
Jerking off to M&Ms.
Bonnie Bursell, a police officer, came to my house and asked me where I was between 5 and 6. He seemed irritated when I answered kindergarten.
Stop it.
And then a bunch of fucking emojis of laughing
things.
This is
a mentally disturbed person.
And a sticker that says walk the faith.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here at all.
This is a good account.
Yeah, get out of here.
And the caption for it says walk by faith.
Walk by faith.
With a little cross emoji.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know, because like weird Christian people like this, like middle-aged Christian people got nothing to do. And so they like make stuff like this.
Look at that hat, though.
This could be.
Yeah, she's wearing a fucking. She's wearing like one of those straw hats, like Cuban. Yeah, like you would see like a guy in
Stardew
Cuba
Valley.
Wearing whatever. Yeah, Stardew.
Senor Frogs, they give you that for free when you walk in.
Hell yeah, I love Senor Frogs.
She could have just put all of this over a picture of a minion and it would have been same effect.
Yeah.
It hurts my head. I don't
like this at all. Oh my god. MCH4P.TV.
All right.
I'm a cosplayer. I only have 7 photos to convince you to follow me.
They're good.
First of all,
there's just a guy in like furry outfits and Mario outfits. And
what the
kind
fuck?
Do you feel convinced to follow him now?
He bought a bunch of shit off Amazon and put it on. Uh-huh. Okay, so we got Evil Luigi.
But like it's not Waluigi.
It's not Waluigi. Yeah, he's got a Hamburglar's mask on. You got Mario
with
like a weird shitty like Vegas showman.
Yeah, he's like hosting a game show.
And the most ill-fitting vest I've ever seen. I guess he's dressed as Sonic here? Or is he Tracer from Overwatch?
I don't know.
Because that looks like a thing that he bought on Amazon.
Yeah, it looks like something out of a horror movie.
Yeah, and then there's a furry one, but he's just wearing a mask, and it's not...
You can see his lip through the open mouth of it.
This looks like literally like it's out of... What is that Mark Duplass shows he does? Like the creep tapes or whatever?
I don't know. Does he do...
Yeah, he like wears a furry mask like a werewolf.
Oh, I don't know. And then this guy, he's wearing golfing gloves and a digital mask with... little triangles on it.
It's really good.
And like the worst fucking paisley shirt I've ever seen.
I don't know if that's supposed to be like some Undertale thing or if that's...
That looks like it would be on a Dateline episode, that picture.
Oh yeah, this picture here, he's in like a clown outfit with overalls on.
But they're like Mario overalls.
Yeah,
so
like Mario overalls.
His Mario picture, he wasn't wearing Mario overalls, but now he's a clown wearing Mario overalls.
And the picture
overalls.
Looks like he tied you to a chair and he's looking at you like down on you.
Oh my God. Yeah, absolutely. And then finally you have him in...
That might be the creepiest one for some reason.
He's just wearing like,
I don't like it.
Normal
at all.
Type clothes, like 2 vests, I think.
Looks like it.
He's
one
like
one
that
button
he also
and one
says,
open.
You might call it an identity crisis. Like those aren't your identities. You're just wearing outfits.
No.
What are you talking about? What is the identity crisis?
I'm a fucking idiot. Fuck this guy.
Like, God. Like, putting on a Mario outfit isn't your identity. Like,
yeah. I bought 65 wigs off Amazon.
Yes, I have an identity crisis.
I got lice from all of them. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what this is.
Doctor, it doesn't make any sense.
Dr. Hannah K.DPT. And there's a caption on the thing that says, if poop is leaking, the rectum is already overflowing, and a child carrying a ball up a...
That's it.
There's a kid like with two little sticks.
They're like skeleton
hands carrying a ball up some stairs and putting it in a bucket.
I hate everything.
But, and it just
it.
Says, if poop is leaking, the rectum is already overflowing with a poop emoji. What does this mean?
It's not random. It's not laziness. It's usually not diarrhea.
Please get out of here. I don't like this at all.
Here's what's actually happening. When stool sits in the rectum for too long, it stretches. Over time, the rectum gets larger. Sensation decreases. The I need to go signal gets weaker. Softer stool sneaks around what's stuck.
Oh, this is like for like parents. This is like a real thing.
But it doesn't.
But why does the video?
What's it have to do why is this video
with
anything?
This kid?
This is terrifying.
It's like when people do that shit where they like talk about something bleak with like Subway Surfers footage underneath
them
or
true.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess
my parents died in a fire. Here's fucking Temple Subway Run Surfers. Or whatever.
I love Temple Run.
This is bad, man. Oh my God.
Oh no.
POV, you're craving ham salad too. Bozier's Market.
Just a lot of
stop in
out.
And grab some.
With fucking three doors down, dude. This is marketing at its peak.
This is your sign to try ham salad.
It's a person filling containers with ham salad and three doors down playing, which is like the bleakest thing in the entire world. Just
so,
all around.
So
here's your ham salad and three doors down. It's like prison.
So much ham salad. It is up in Columbus, though. We could go.
All right, let's go.
Sweet. Right. Let's do it.
Good God, so much ham salad.
That's too much ham
salad.
We were
talking about that before because the screen, the first screen came up and we saw it was ham salad and we were talking about how like when I was a kid, I would just like destroy ham salad. And now anytime I think about it or see it, like I'm seeing it right now, I kind of want to fucking throw
it. I'm the same
up.
Way. I loved it when I was a kid. I'd eat it with a spoon. I know that's gross. But
yeah,
like,
it's so disgusting.
Now I just see it. Like it looks like the pink slime from McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh God. Actually just pink ham in general kind of makes.
What?
You put your dick in that shit, bro. Right? Put your dick in the ham salad?
Fuck yeah, you imagine how
with
good
the pink
that
slime.
Feel. You imagine how good that
it would feel horrible, actually, because ham salad's very chunky.
It is, but you get hard enough, you go through there like it's fucking hot
I'm not
leather.
Saying that you wouldn't be
hot
able to go.
Leather.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Hot leather doesn't get softer? What?
It does when you got a knife that you stuck in a fire for 13 minutes. That's what it feels like to put your dick
I don't
in the ham salad
think
when it's
so.
Hard as a rock.
I don't think that's true.
You taken a blue chew before?
Yeah.
You get hard as a rock?
Yeah, man, I
put
guess so.
Put your dick in ham salad?
No, I did not put my dick in the ham
then
salad.
You know, be like a knife in 13 minutes in the fire, then through leather.
I'm just saying, like, the chunks would feel weird touching your pee hole.
Nah, man, they gather around your balls.
What does that mean? No, if you're fucking the ham salad, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's going to be chunks in there, and it's going to feel weird going into your pee hole.
I think I see our disconnect here.
I certainly don't.
What you're picturing is fucking the ham salad.
Yeah.
I'm laying down on the bed hard as a rock, and I'm taking the ham salad and just...
That's the same thing.
That's the same thing.
No, but then it's getting all over your balls and everywhere
but
else.
You're still... It's still going to rub against your pee hole. There's going to be chunks rubbing against your pee hole. You're probably going to get an infection.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what?
Casualties of war, you know?
Yeah, I guess it's the cost of doing business.
Exactly.
It's true.
Oh, no.
Are locks only for the black community? Asks a child at Double Way Academy. In the land of the north,
where the wind blows cold. What about Vikings?
I hate this.
What is happening?
I don't... Is this AI? It is, right?
It has to be, right?
It looks like
pretty
it.
Sure it's AI.
Hold on, let's look at the book. It appears to be... No, it's AI.
Yeah, that's the main
That's
issue.
AI.
That's not, get that off the screen.
Oh, my God. What is Double Way Academy?
I don't even know what any of that is. I fucking hate it.
This question appears constantly. Are locks only for the black community? Locks are deeply connected to
black
history.
Where does this question appear constantly?
It doesn't. This is a thing someone made up.
Exactly. This question doesn't appear constantly.
It only appears constantly on... pages for white people with sad dogs.
You know where it appears constantly? People who are trying to justify being a fucking weird cultural appropriation person. Literally. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Music by Cody Rapp.
I was going to tell you, actually, you went backwards on my videos, right? So this was the last one?
Yeah.
I like this guy. This is the only one that I think you guys will be fine with as well.
We need a break from the bad ones.
Yeah, we do. I mean, I'm not going to say it's good, but I like this guy.
Okay.
You understand.
Music by Cody Rapp. Planks by planks, building houses in the woods.
Screws, hammers, using pallet drill. Yeah, this guy rules.
Right?
I kind of love him.
Seriously. With that single oak tree gone. Plank by plank by planks by
wood. Chip, chop, chip, chop, chopping oak trees. Planks by planks. Do you think that he wrote this because he was playing like
Minecraft
Forest Minecraft probably. Or like Ark Survival or something?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I love that for him.
Building a house in a game. Yeah, you're right. Honestly,
like, this is great. And keep going. Music by Cody Rapp.
I just love because the first like two or three words, like, you would never guess where it was going in a million years. You're like,
okay, so made another one.
I do like.
Actually, that, you know what? I'm gonna give you. He's fine. I'm gonna give you the like on that one. Cody Rapp's.
From here, though, I'm just gonna tell you it's not good.
I know it's not.
Yeah, I know it's not gonna get any fucking better. Not this fucking guy again.
What is with you in this fucking exact account? We already have watched one of these. Mr. Genesius
on this platform. Fuck a duck, screw a kangaroo, 69 a porcupine, orgy at the zoo. Stop.
I'm fucking like, break my computer in half. I'm going to destroy my television right now.
I've never wanted to, like, just hunt somebody down and strangle them.
Again, I didn't look up what this genre of video is. Again, it's one of those ones where a guy dresses as something and does a bunch of cartoony
over-exaggerated movements
that I fucking hate, that I truly despise so fucking much.
He has ADHD and no filter. Don't worry.
It's funny because, like,
but he didn't make this. He's using a sound that someone else made. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have a filter. It's like, but you're not saying anything you say. Like, you're not saying it.
He's literally not, like, he's not even, yeah, he's just, like, playing. I don't even know. It's like, yeah, like, what is the point of taking the time to do all of it? I just don't understand.
I guess
for us to watch it.
To get 51,000 likes on Instagram.
For us to be here watching.
How many goddamn followers does he have? 13,800. Oh, my God. Looking at the screen caps. Jesus.
Oh, this guy.
I fucking hate this.
No, we should watch another one.
Yeah, we should probably go ahead.
We should watch one of the ones with dreadlocks.
Which one? This one?
Yeah,
here?
Dreadlocks. He's a Viking.
What sign were you born under? Fucking warning sign. Leave me alone. Look, making everybody happy is impossible. Pissing people off, however, that's a piece of cake.
Dear Lord.
Oh, I do love cake.
I want to strangle this guy. I really do.
I think this is him recording all of this audio, though, and then he's overdubbing it.
No, it's not, though, because it's a different voice on each one.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't wake up every day hoping people will like me.
Okay, never mind.
It's him finding audios and then doing this of, like, weird, like, edgelord shit, and then doing these, like, weird cosplays where he does over-exaggerated.
Can we get him on the podcast?
He probably would be
pissed. It's one that we'll record on top of a tall building so I can push him the fuck off.
I gotta tell you that this one, I was just so confused. I just had to share it. I don't know what's happening. I watched it twice in a row.
The real cheek face.
Listen.
Hate to be reductive. Creative, not destructive, but you can destroy me. You can reduce me to the size that you think that I should be. Reduce me. I want to be reduced. Reduce me to nothing until I disappear. And then when I'm gone, just keep reducing. Okay, or what if we kissed? What if we kissed and held hands?
Also, this guy is like 45 years old.
Yeah,
right?
Like
this.
Yeah.
He's too old to be doing this weird ironic shit.
Yeah, like, what?
Of our love? I don't think so. I'll give you cake if you
want it. If you want it. Oh, this sucks.
Yeah, it's bad. No, it's bad.
I'm sorry. What is any of that?
I don't know.
What was the?
Are they in a baseball dugout or like a bus stop?
I mean, he's dressed as a baseball player. So yeah,
he is. I don't know.
I mean, I like his guitar.
Yeah, the guitar is awesome. Cool. Actually, I love that guitar a lot.
Can you imagine?
What if we kissed?
I just can't imagine. What? Like you want to be in a band so bad, and then you're like, okay, I guess I'll be in your band, and then he does that.
He comes to practice like, I wrote a song, and you're like, this isn't a song. He's like, no, it's fine, it's fine.
This song's called Hostel Street.
I guess.
What the fuck is this?
I don't know.
Hey, Real Cheek Face, fuck you. How about that? Oh my god, no, what is this? Macamorphous? I guess is his name. Sabrina Carpenter gives me the wood because she's a carpenter. But you think I make you sleazy box penis thrusts? I think I need to readjust. Show Wiley how I speak on beats and bust until it gives him pre-com and he fucks with it till he erupts. Oi, Wiley, come sign me. What the fuck?
I don't know, but it made me so mad. Mainly just the accent.
I mean, obviously, yes.
Of course, because if you're British, I'm already a
Yeah, man. I fucking hate you, but...
Yes, yeah, so... Sabrina Carpenter gives me the wood.
My favorite is Sabrina Carpenter gives me the wood because she's a carpenter.
Yeah, it's not even a, like he's trying to make a clever like Eminem type lyric, clearly, but it's not even good like at all. That's
hey, buddy, even, she's not.
Yeah, it's yeah. That's what I mean.
She's like, actually just her last name is Carpenter. Yeah,
like, it doesn't make any sense. So it's just
that's
like,
a guy who's okay. Like that's a guy who tells a joke and then has to explain it afterwards.
100%. This dude has to explain every single joke he makes.
Macamorphous. Oh boy. Oh boy, I don't know what this is gonna be. Dretta Mashy. And she likes it when she's daddy's little freak. Okay, I got
it out, girl. Stop it. Stop it. I'll make that pussy feel real proud. Stop it, dude. This dude is fucking DMing OnlyFans models.
That guy?
That's the best steal right there.
Coming. This guy 100% leaves comments on porn star Instagram.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's G-Eazy, to be honest with you. I think that might be.
It honestly, yeah.
He's just playing a different character.
He doesn't have anything else. Yeah, he's like, oh, my career kind of went this south, is his dark so side. I need something to do.
He's like, this is the real me.
Good God. What good. The fuck?
It's good.
Dretta Mashy.
And you know that there's like at least 10 women specifically that like this song because of like horny book talk.
Yeah, are you?
That's why this guy is writing these songs.
For book talk readers obsessed with control, restraint, and the slow pull of dangerous desire.
I literally didn't even read that. I just knew that that's what this was about.
Hey, the song's called Kink.
Great.
Fucking. Eva. Eva Via Music.
There's not words.
What is happening? What is happening?
What is this? Why is she at this like weird fucking forest castle?
It's like, and what? It's like not even the song.
No,
it's one of those. It's like one of those songs where somebody like, doesn't know what to do with the song, yeah. So they write too many lyrics and they just start singing.
I don't normally slow dance.
It's just her telling a story and it's like set to a karaoke track, and she's like, "It's a lady." At like the craziest house I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah. It looks like some out of like a Mother Goose novel.
Singing about how she singing about how she went to a swing dance night and then a guy asked her to slow dance, but she doesn't do that normally.
I kind of love it.
Song is called Not So Pure Imagination. Also, this is in Alabama. It just said she's from Alabama down there. You told me this was in Romania, I would have believed you.
100%.
I honestly kind of went from hating it to loving it, I think, maybe, actually.
Oh, my fucking
God. Can we hear a different
God.
One of her songs?
Yes.
Let's get
is that what she does? Do they all sound like that?
Here she is on stage.
Is she a comedian? Because if so, that's not really as funny.
They walked a mile through the sand dunes with their Kevlar and their riot gear.
Each song I write starts with two things. One, an important message I want to share.
Usually based on...
I use my experience as a comedian, psychologist, and full-time traveler to write songs I hope will improve lives.
So she is serious, though. Like,
yeah.
Even though she is a comedian, she's a different. This is a different breed of person.
She was a comedian. I think she does. Yeah. Well, actually, Hold on.
Yeah.
I am having knee surgery next month. Woo! I don't work the boom anymore, but I do feel compelled to say I'm actually a little bit excited. Yes, I could die on the operating table, but if I don't, I will have very limited mobility and my leg will be locked in a straight position for 6 weeks, which means I can finally have sex the way I want to. Lying motionless on my back. While my husband does all the work.
That's...
Oh, she puts her music over it. It's amazing, though.
Oh, my God.
The music's so, so fucking confused. Yeah, I don't know. This is like a different...
This is a woman who...
This
her,
is
her husband is a finance bro for sure.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
Because she got nothing else to do.
Yeah, she's doing whatever she
wants. She's a trophy wife.
And her psychology degree is from the internet. I'm about positive of that.
Oh, wait. There's a part two of that song we heard. Hold on. How is this part two? This isn't the same song.
Yeah, this is a completely different thing, but it is supposed to be the same song.
Yeah, her husband is rich, and she just does whatever she wants.
Yeah, for sure.
That's about how that goes.
Hi, guys. Just wanted to give a little note. This is Justin, by the way. I just wanted to let you guys know the reason why you're not hearing more of this episode is because I realized that we needed to split it into two, because then we could have two episodes over the next couple weeks while Luke is traveling and everything. So to not shortchange you, I decided not to release the whole episode, and I kind of split it in two right here. So hopefully that's not a big deal. Nobody complain about it, please. It doesn't really make a difference one way or the other. But you may hear me talk in the next episode about how I'm going to start the new episode there. But it doesn't happen because, you know, I'm splitting it here so that you don't get one episode that's like 20 minutes long and one that's like 45 minutes long. Instead, I tried to split it pretty evenly at 45 minutes a piece, I think. So, yeah, so tune in a couple of weeks and you'll get the rest of whatever we're doing here, which is, you know, whatever you've been listening to. Okay, we'll see you later.